Right now, it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
I received this important piece of email communication from a P1 named Jameson. It says, "Dear Gordon, dearest of all Gordons, I've been looking for the, quote, 'Don't you be trying those skills out on the way home now,' end quote." And you've got the attitude, dog. Yes, he does. "I've been trying to find that video or amuser segment of you guys reviewing the audio, and I can't find it anywhere." Now, what Jameson is referring to here was one of the most uncomfortable moments ever on local television. It happened on Channel 5, and it was when their anchors were Jane McGarry and Mike Snyder. And they were talking with Newey Scruggs, who is still the sports guy at Channel 5. And it's the cringiest thing I've ever heard in my life, because Mike Snyder, and Newey, I think, was somewhat new. He was like in his first few years there. Maybe even his first year. I don't know. But Mike Snyder, for whatever reason, decides that that he needs to talk with a little attitude towards Newey. The new dog, as they called him. And it's
so cringy.
I'm just warning you, if you are highly susceptible to cringe, you might not want to listen to this, because this is so uncomfortable on so many levels.
I bet it's 20 years old at least, isn't it?
Does it have a date on the recording in there, Tyler?
It's only a few years old in here, so I don't know how
old
it is.
Okay, so it's been transferred over here. But yeah, we've had this for a long time. So it starts off, the first offender of this is Mike Snyder, when I think Newey's covering a race out at the Texas Motor Speedway or something. And then Mike starts with, "Don't you be trying those moves on the way home now. Don't you be trying."
Gosh.
And then, Jane gets in on it, and it's just cringe. Here we go.
17 people participated. I finished fourth.
"Don't be trying those skills out on the way home, Newey." "Thanks.
You got the attitude, dog."
"Yes, he does.
It's not the holidays yet."
No!
"It's
a lucky
holiday." "I can't listen to that."
And our initial review of this is what caused the musers to do the famous that is played quite often, too. "Don't you be trying those skills.
You,
don't you be trying those skills on the way
don't
home
be
now.
Those skills out on the way home."
"Don't you be trying those skills on the way home." And Newey, "No, I don't think I will. Thank you, Mike, for
thank
that.
You, thank
for
you, Mike. You
and then you've got the attitude, dog."
Doesn't she say he's got the attitude, dog?
Oh, he's got the
like,
attitude,
like
dog.
Like Newey can't hear them
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
"You got the attitude, dog."
No, it's you got you the got attitude, the, dog.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got what attitude did he have? He just did a report.
Yeah, he's just talking about getting to drive a car at the Texas Motor Speedway.
The only one trying to inject attitude into it is Mike Snyder with, "Don't you be trying those moves or those skills on
right,
the way
Mike,
home."
Got it.
What did Jane mean by "you've got the attitude, dog"?
"You've got the attitude, dog." And then when Mike comes back with, "Yes, he does."
No, he just has his head down at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, no, he's just like, "Oh, this is the worst.
Send out my
why
resume.
Did I say yes to this
like,
job?
I can't work in this world."
Okay, let's just do it again.
17 people participated. I finished fourth.
"Don't be trying those skills out on the way home, Newey." "Thanks.
You got the attitude, dog."
"Yes, he does.
It's not the holidays yet." "That one is.
Yes,
yes,
he does."
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let's do it one more time. Yeah.
Yes.
17 people participated. I finished fourth.
"Don't be trying those skills out on the way home, Newey." "Thanks.
You got the attitude, dog."
"Yes, he does.
It's not the holidays yet, but it felt like it for some."
I just forgot what a Ron Burgundy Mike Snyder
so
was.
So Ron Burgundy.
yes. Not a word from Newey. He's
no,
just looking
Newey's
back
just,
going,
please.
Stop.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so
we
Jameson,
don't let things go, do we?
There you go. How can you let that go?
You can't
That's
let
one
that
of the
one
worst.
Go. And we tried. We haven't played that in probably 5 years.
I know. It's been a long time.
You two guys have the attitude, dogs.
Yes, we do. You've got the attitude, dog. What did he do that was attitudinal at all there?
Right.
Nothing.
And why did Mike have to say it like that? Why couldn't he just say, don't try any of that on the way home?
Right.
Because they couldn't handle that Nui...
Don't be trying.
...was... And he was coming into their broadcast, and they were trying to really impress the new guy, pretending that they were hip because he's a person of color. They're going to show how easy they can also code switch too here. And
we're not just straight old white people.
We're not just like we're not going to appear like cringy adoptive white parents or anything.
No, we're going to call you New Dog.
Gosh, we got to get Nui on to talk about this. See if he remembers how awkward it was mixing with Jane. And Mike,
I think it was like 2 weeks later when Snyder resigned, retired
right. because of this.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my goodness!
Don't be trying those skills out on the way home.
Don't be trying those skills on the way home.
Do we have the other one?
Oh, the one where Mike,
I love you,
says I love you, Jane.
No, the checkbook one.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, so Mike was a two-time offender.
Yeah, see if that's in there, Tyler. Look under Mike Snyder checkbook. Nui.
Oh, God, I forgot about that
right.
one.
It was there something for a while, we
get
were...
out your checkbook.
Because we were policing it there for a while. Like, hey, listen to how they talk to Nui.
It reminds me of when Donnie joined Norm at first, and all of a sudden Norm was trying to act real hip.
The same
and
thing.
Using the word man a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I agree there, man.
You got that, dog. You got the attitude, dog.
Yeah, I think Norm did tell Donnie that he had the attitude dog. Did you find checkbook?
That one may be gone.
Oh, man.
Heard that one a long time.
We got to find that one. Do you remember anything surrounding that one? I remember him saying, get out yo checkbook.
Yeah, get out
Mike
yo
Snyder
checkbook.
Did.
Was that for wings or was that something else?
What?
What?
You mentioned robots, George.
What? Hey, when you rear up
earlier
I have no
in
idea
the
what you're talking about.
Earlier in the show.
Yes.
You mentioned robots, and I found an article on Gizmodo talking about all the companies that are now working on our digital immortality.
Okay.
So some of these involve robots, some of them don't, but they all involve AI to create digital replicas of people after they die. So this has been an obsession with humans for forever, right, as to how to conquer death. Well, there are many companies right now that are racing to be the first one to corner the market on bringing your loved ones back to life virtually. And some of them are even doing more than that. So I'll tell you about a few of them. Hereafter, artificial intelligence startup that's attempting to create a virtual replica of you that you... your family and friends can access long after you've died. So they send a virtual interviewer, is basically a chat bot that interacts with you for quite some time, and it will learn how you answer things. It tries to learn all your memories that it can, and then it creates a version of you that people can interact with. And that's the thing now with deep fakes. They can have the technology to where you can do a FaceTime call with your dead mother or grandmother or whoever, or if you have a child that dies, unfortunately, then you can talk with your kid. Mm. And this to me is very, this is the perfect utopian / dystopian idea, right? Because you can see how it provides comfort for someone to be able to FaceTime their mother or their child. Put it in the aspect of a child. So you're grieving horribly. You've lost a teenager, let's say. Wouldn't you be tempted to try it?
Yeah, you would.
There's a creepy element to it.
Exactly. It's but very creepy.
I think you'd, in your grief, you'd be willing to step over that just to have any sort of
contact. So you just say, hey, I'll try the one conversation just to see what it's like. I mean, we all see how the movie unfolds, right? They resisted for a long time. People are encouraging, hey, just try it. If, you know, maybe it'll help you. I bought you this certificate for this company. If you want to use it, you can't. Don't worry. You don't have to. And then you put it off and no, you're not going to do it. And finally, one day you say, I'll just try it, see what it's like. And the afternoon visit with your dead son goes wonderfully. and you're like, you feel so much better, and you get the sense of peace and closure. And then you think, okay, well, I'm actually glad I did that. And then a week goes by, and then you're like, you know what? I've had a hard day. You know who I'd really like to talk to is my son that was so comforting a week ago, and talk with him again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep having this relationship, and it's very deep. And then your son starts asking you to do things, you know, giving you some necessity in life. You know, you need to get back out there. You need to do stuff. You know, what you need to do, Mom, is you need to go out and you need to, and then buy this particular product. And then you need to do this. And then.
Yeah. You got to get a Roomba, Mom. They're really good.
And
you're
awesome.
Going to have to work so hard around the house.
I mean, you need to treat yourself. It's self-care.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to get into the self-care, you know, and all that.
Mom, this comforting session is brought to us by Coca-Cola. Have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, other companies, Hanson Robotics, combining AI with highly realistic robotics technology. It creates a lifelike robot with the appearance and unique personality of the human that you want it to. And their robots are able to maintain eye contact, recognize faces, hold natural conversations in order to build real relationships. And I think one of them, Sophia, was even on Jimmy Fallon and played rock, paper, scissors with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Rememory says its AI technology will let loved ones have full-length actual conversations with deceased loved ones via a virtual copy that's located in a memory hall. So you enter the memory hall and visit with your loved one.
Memory hall. Can these get hacked? Like all of a sudden your relative starts saying a bunch of offensive things
sure,
to you?
I'm sure they can. Absolutely. And this virtual version by Rememory, they can send loved ones notes on birthdays, anniversary, and other special days. So you still get your birthday cards from your grandma, and she's asking about your life. And oddly enough, she didn't even have to ask what's going on in your life because she goes, I noticed that you've been emailing so-and-so again. That's great that you guys got back in touch right. And everything. She has more access to more information about yourself than probably you even do.
I'm going to get this for you just to haunt you on your birthday every year.
And then there's the Russian transhumanist. Hold on, I need a moment because my Wikipedia will describe me as that. A Russian transhumanist. Alexei Turchin. He says that he has a plan for preserving life indefinitely that involves this future AI program. Doesn't currently exist, but he's working on it in his company, Digital Immortality Now. That will be a future reconstruction of yourself. That's going to be weird if somehow... Now, his goal is to somehow get the thing with enough information and memory about you that it basically is a replication of your consciousness. So imagine that you die, and then all of a sudden you wake up 500 years from now, and you're in your younger body, and all of this because you just thought you lived a normal human life and passed away, but he's able to recreate your consciousness somehow using the collection of your memories and your behavioral predictive patterns. And somehow if that can spark whatever the I or the soul is that's at the center of the locus of memories, then maybe you'll wake up 500 years from now.
I just want a decent automated vacuum cleaner. That's all I want.
You're going to get a lot more than that, Giorgio.
Wow, that is fascinating
stuff. A lot more than that. It's coming. Yes.
All right, Gordo, thank you.